This is the Green Zone post-game show with the Rough Riders beating the Montreal Alouettes 34-6 was the final score. A 7-1 mark to start the season, and of course the Riders remain in first place in the Canadian Football League. As let's go right back to the fan line, and we have... Who's up here? Jackson is next in British Columbia tonight. Jackson, what are you thinking of the Riders' start and their win tonight?
Hey, I'm just calling in to say congratulations to the Riders. You know, we've been seeing the hard work that they've been putting in this whole season. It's just awesome to get the win tonight as well. So shout out to the defense, and I knew it was going to be a good day. I got outside the first thing, and there was the sun shining in my eyes. And I'm hoping that we get to a Grey Cup final. And that's about all I got to say. Go Riders.
You think that you do you believe, Jackson?
I believe.
It's been since 2013 they haven't been to a Grey Cup. Do you believe they'll be there in Winnipeg?
I'm a believer. I think we're going to make it, and I think we're going to have a good show all the way through to the end.
You and Belton.
Hey, come on, let's go,
Daryl. You also put them in the Grey Cup. Let's be honest.
I think they're certainly the leading contender. How's that? There's so many things can happen, but they're the best team in the league right now. And they, if you were say a favorite, they're absolutely.
They're almost at the halfway point of the race.
Yeah,
and they're doing it with some, you know,
a lot of injuries.
Lots of injuries, yeah. Right? Just imagine get some of these guys back down the road here. Right,
I was hopeful because Sam Emelis was on the sideline. He's from Montreal, so he might be flown out there and will stay for the bye week. But I think that's a good sign because if it was a big injury,
they couldn't walk on or anything. He could stand on it. He was celebrating, so
yeah,
it's a good sign.
I thought it was a good sign.
Still 6 games, though, Jamie. That doesn't bode well, right? Or maybe they're just not taking any chances because they did put Sean Bain Jr. on the 6th game, and he was ready to play like 2 or 3 games mm-hmm. into the season. Mm. So you want to make sure that you don't use too much money under the cap. And if you put somebody on the 6-game injury list, that money it doesn't count towards the cap. You still pay a salary.
And you can bring them off early as well. And then Kian Schaefer-Baker, they're still expecting to come back this season. You add those guys down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Robustelli's doing good.
Robustelli's playing
like
well.
The young guys,
Dante
right?
Myers, right? Keyshawn Johnson.
Man. Well, and how many... Look how many how many people have proven they can play offensive line right? on this team now because
that
of
just
the
makes them stronger. It like, does, yeah. Down the road, got to look at the big picture, fella. Great Cup, Winnipeg.
Book it now,
right now.
I'll drive there. Room, I'm man. Driving there anyway, Belton. You want to come along?
I probably will. It's right across next door over there.
Yeah, so. Why not?
I like Winnipeg.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good city.
Good old Green Zone road right. trip, Winnipeg.
Can Britton come?
Man.
If they're there. I'm not covering that by myself, so he better show up. All right, let's go to Quentin in Vanscoy. Quentin, what are you thinking about the Riders tonight?
Well, okay, guys, I got 2 things to mention. Okay, first of all, thank God I got to watch the whole game tonight. I didn't have a waitress puking in the restaurant, so I was able to.
That happened often?
Yeah, he called it, remember? Week, yeah. Oh, right, he yeah, called yeah, it yeah, and yeah, everything yeah, went yeah. crazy, yeah. went sideways on him.
Right. Yeah, it was like a month ago or yeah, something. I don't know. Yeah. It was all bad. Anyway, so I got to watch the whole game tonight. Okay, I just want to stick on the positive side because, as a previous caller said, there's always someone out there that wants to bring up the negative. So 2 things, I guess Terry mentioned it earlier about those air horns. You know, and a friend of mine from Victoria texted me back and forth during the game, and he's like, oh, I'm so glad the air horns are gone. I go, what do you mean? I can still hear them on TSN, and they're maybe not quite as loud as you have detailed before about how they've changed it, but I can still hear them, and I thought, like, how the heck are they getting away with it? Anyways, they kind of went over that. The other thing I want to mention, okay, so the head referee tonight was Tom, right?
Tom Valesi, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I love that guy. Like, every time you see him, he always has a smirk on his face. Like, he's really enjoying the evening. And it just seemed tonight he had a bigger smile on his face. So I don't know if he got into Montreal maybe a day or two.
I got on Crescent Street.
Yeah. Yeah, he just seemed so happy. Like, even if it was a bad call or a good call towards us, it didn't matter. And then the one, and congratulations to the Riders. I mean, absolutely, this was the most, the best game they put together this year with the injuries that we've had. I mean, earlier in the week, we were thinking, you know, we got guys that aren't playing and, you know, it could be a little tight for throwing and stuff. Like, wow, just really put it all together. Anyways, and the one call I really liked, I think it was third down, close to the goal line, third and two, I believe. And they bring Mika out there. And I'm sure, you know, I'm thinking, well, we should just take our points here, get 3 points. And just by bringing him out there, it almost seemed like, you know, now the defense is thinking, oh, boy, they are going to run. And then maybe they're going to jump offside, and then we get a free play. So great offensive plays there. I really enjoyed that.
Oh. Give credit to the offensive and defensive play callers then, right? Mark Mueller and Corey Mace is the defensive play caller, so they've done a pretty good job.
You love Micah Johnson being on short yardage, Belton. I know you do.
Oh yeah, he's an O-line at heart, I think, right? You know, he probably don't want to admit it or anything, but
he's proud of the fact he played O-line right? last year. Remember? Yeah,
he did so well, and even with short yardage, Tommy Stevenson was to the right side there, and I felt like he would probably got about maybe it was probably his longest run that he
7
had.
Yards or something like that.
And I'm like, man, who is blocking over there? And it was, sure enough, it was Micah Johnson. And he went right through that little gap right there with the left tackle to Micah. And I'm like, wow. Tommy Stevenson, hey, he's, man.
Stone cold.
That's the best the Rider. That might be the best pickup in the offseason.
Yeah, it's huge, hasn't it been? Yeah.
Stone cold Tommy Stevens.
He didn't get stopped last game, which was very rare, right at the goal line, but he doesn't get stopped very often. No. They used him 3 times on that first offensive possession. And he was successful all 3 times.
And that's, man, when he comes out there, I'm confident they're getting the first down.
We were wondering the one time. They sent him in the third and three.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh boy, this is a long one, and they were just trying to draw Montreal, the Alouettes, offside, and did not do it. So then they went back to it, but
they
because of the threat that he is, you think, well, Montreal might be a little jumpy, right?
Yeah,
but you saw the back and forth with Tommy Stevens and Micah Johnson before that, right, Micah? We're faking it. Don't jump. No. Yeah, okay, I won't jump.
Hey, the quarterbacks always have to remind the O-line, too, that don't jump.
Micah, don't jump.
Well, they still took a time count.
We're not snapping the ball.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Yes, I got you. Okay. As we continue here on the Green Zone postgame show, Govind in Calgary's next. Gov, how's it going tonight, and how are you feeling about this one?
Oh, this is good. We're only 2 weeks away, I guess, or 3 weeks now away from the big game here. It could be another battle for first place. One thing I was thinking about with the O-line tonight was, you know, the O-line had a great game where the only time I heard any of them mentioned by name at all was when Collins was victim on that hands to the face penalty, and they mentioned he was the one who got the hands to the face. Outside of that, I don't remember our O-linemen even getting mentioned tonight. And usually, unfortunately, when they do get mentioned, it's for something negative. Boy, if Shane Ray can stay healthy, boy, that guy's going to be a monster this year. He's just getting better and better, and what he's bringing off the edge.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that's the reason he's up here is because he had injury problems when he was down in Denver. But boy, if he can stay healthy, and you know, I know Montreal's really depleted tonight. Like, especially I knew right away when I heard they lost Ento and had to make all those changes. So this is a good sign for us. And then they lose to Quad. But how many times versus Rider team, you know, you go up against a depleted team, and even if we win, like it's a real nail biter at the end, like some of our other wins this year. And as far as it being a convincing win, Jamie, I had to laugh at how many people you got a little upset by calling victory there at the end of the third quarter on Twitter.
I told you, Jamie, they were a little early. Don't be premature, Jamie.
That was a rout. Like, there is no chance. The only way the Riders are going to lose is if there is another lightning storm. And even then, jeez. Yeah. Gov, I'll be honest, right when I tweeted that out, I'm like, that next drive, if Trevor Harris throws a pick six right now, I might go into hiding. I might go into the witness protection program.
Well, the score was similar at halftime to last year's game, but the two differences, there was no Davis Alexander coming off the bench to save the Owls this year. Plus, we had Trevor Harris. We weren't going with Shea Patterson going into the second half. So I wasn't worried that we were going to see a deja vu situation from last year.
Yes.
16-3 at the half last time, right? And then came Davis Alexander and made himself a starting quarterback.
Yes, he did. That was last season in Montreal. But 18-3 this time, and nah, there was no shot for the Alouettes as the Riders continued to pull ahead. 34-6, that's the final. The Riders are 7-1. Still more time for your calls, but coming up directly ahead, it's time for Belton Johnson's Beasts and Beefs right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. This is the Green Zone post-game show on this Saturday night with the Riders winning 34-6 over the Montreal Alouettes in an absolute shellacking of Montreal. So the Alouettes fall to 5-3. The Riders are 7-1. A little bit of cushion in the West. Two game ups on the Calgary Stampeders. The Tiger Cats are at six. They've won six straight games. That's who the Riders have next at Mosaic Stadium. But let's go right back to the fan line here on the Green Zone post-game show. Corey is next in Prince Albert. Corey, what are you thinking tonight?
Hey, guys. I listen every week, and I usually don't have a reason to call in because everybody covers everything. Depressed with Les not quite being as quite primed as he usually is when he phones in. But I wanted to bring up the point about how great Jeremy O'Day has done. What about Neild tonight? I haven't heard his name, and I'm going, you know what? His first two receptions were all in the same set of downs, and he scored a touchdown. That looked pretty impressive.
Yeah, we talked about him a little bit. Even in the pregame show, we were wondering, you know, why are they so high on him and Bench and Picton? I think we found out tonight he's a big target. He got open. That wasn't an easy catch, that first one, and found himself with some space in the end zone. So pretty impressive, and now we know why he's playing ahead of Mitch Picton, I guess.
And one little timing route on that out. That was his other target that they missed. And nice. Again, he ran a pretty good route to get open. It was just a little bit. I was still thinking, is Trevor thinking Sam Emelis is running that route? Because that's whose spot it is.
Yeah.
Sam's a little quicker, than Tommy Neild.
Because he was throwing to a spot over there, right? Yep.
But Corey, it's good to point it out because when you're down, especially at two star Canadian receivers, and you're still plugging along with production, it's a great sign of finding talent around the Canadian Football League. So that's where we're at with Jeremy O'Day and the talent he's finding across the Canadian Football League and through the draft, of course, as we brought up here on the Green Zone a few times. But Tommy Neild in his first start with the Rough Riders with a touchdown and two catches. Maybe that'll be one of the beasts. Maybe not. Let's find out.
From chop blocks and dirty hits to big-time catches and fans in the stands.
That was a good old Southern spanking right there. Mm-hmm. I love every bit of it.
You never know what'll catch Belton's attention. It's Belton's Beasts and Beefs.
Okay, Belton Johnson, what do you got for Beasts and Beefs on this Saturday night?
We'll start with the beef, Jamie.
The beef, the bad. You want to start with the bad news first. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
It wasn't much, right? So let's see here. Third quarter, Sale dropped that interception where the Alouettes had lined up in short yardage formation. And they threw it on second and one, right? Mm-hmm. He dropped it. Like, Sales dropped it. Just catch the freaking ball and go, man. Like, you know,
I know where this is going.
What's that?
Well, you and the DBs are going to get ripped tonight.
Man. Oh, man.
Go Belton.
With contacting the kicker, number 21, it was Jackson Ford.
It was. Another DB.
Another DB.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Lacombe.
Another DB.
In the fourth quarter. Well, there was a couple of them there,
I know. The DBs are in trouble.
But it was mostly the hit their hands. Like, we got to – I know their DB's probably for a reason, but got to hit. You got to catch that, man. Brett Lowther, you know, missed the 43-yarder.
Blink. Yeah.
But my biggest beef, Jamie, is those freaking horns. I'm sorry. Like,
they're better, aren't they?
It started off in the first quarter. I didn't notice nothing. I was like, oh, wow, that's nice not to hear a horn. And then I just kept hearing it throughout the game. Has it gotten better? Yes. But I'm with some of the callers. I still kept hearing the horns. And like the callers, I'm like, I thought they banned those things. And, you know, it just, I don't know, the horns. I heard them, Jamie, loud and clear. They weren't as close to the booth or anything.
And
but
they're not as loud because they're not as loud anymore.
But they're, man.
So for the 13th straight season, when the Riders go to Montreal, Belton Johnson's biggest beef is the horns at McGill Stadium, Percival Molson Memorial.
Usually it's because they lose. They needed something else to pick on tonight.
It's the horns for me, man.
All right. What do you got for the beasts?
All right. First quarter there. I think it was Darryl's play of the game. You know, Tommy Stevenson, that quarterback sneak for the touchdown. It was just a great opening drive, you know, right, what, around 7 minutes or whatnot. They set the tone right off the hop there in the game. Second quarter, and a couple times there, you know, the deep shots Trevor Harris had taken to Dante Myers. I didn't see it. I didn't see those deep shots last week. Not like how I saw against BC, and not like how I saw tonight. When he could do that, when he's on point, and he was perfect on those deep shots, absolutely perfect. We hadn't talked about Jameer Thurman, that interception mm-hmm. he had.
Good pick.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, just the coverage, it was almost like a basketball player or something guarding, but then he jumps out and leaps for that interception. Great interception by him. And my biggest beast, the Alouettes, they go for it on third down. Shane Ray with that sack, forced fumble. What a play, man. Shane Ray. He's going to be the truth, I think. You know, again, if he could stay healthy and the way he's been rushing lately, and even that one play where they pitched it out to the running back or something, right?
Oh, the way he peeled with him. Oh, gosh. That was a
tackle for a loss?
Yes, he did.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that sack fumble, he didn't power drive the guy into the ground or anything. It looked like it, but he didn't. That was a heck of a play. Shane Ray.
That's your That's biggest beast.
Oh, man.
What a hit on McLeod Bethel Thompson. Although it wasn't a fumble. Although you think it was a fumble.
Wasn't a fumble.
That was a fumble, man. That was a fumble, Jamie.
Then it should have been a penalty.
Huh?
Then it should have been a penalty. I'm just bugging you, Bill.
No. That was a fumble. Okay. It should have been a fumble. It
should have been a penalty then.
All right.
I'm just getting Belton keyed up.
No, man. That irked me.
Well,
that's probably been a
Caleb Sanders
right
had a fumble return for a touchdown, man. And that's pretty impressive. He scampered everybody.
Oh, the way Caleb Sanders is playing this year.
Yeah. They took him off the roster for a game, right?
Two
games, yeah.
And then they got ran all over, and then they put him back on because they only had a 3-man defensive tackle rotation.
Yeah.
And then they put him back on to have a 4-man defense. And guess what? Nobody's been able to run on him again.
What'd they get tonight? 60 yards?
60 yards rushing.
And they had 25 last game. Edmonton did. And you saw Rankin tonight against Hamilton, how well he ran. They bottled him up last week, the Rough Riders did. So
that's why Corey Mace has 9 defensive linemen on the roster, and maybe Jason Moss will recalibrate how many D linemen he has.
Well,
especially when one of the 5 hasn't played in a year.
Yeah, and there's another one of the other guys is just coming off the injury list too, right?
Yeah.
But Dylan Wynn,
isn't it funny though? Defensive head coach Corey Mace has 9 defensive linemen. Jason Moss, offensive coordinator and offensive coach, 8 offensive linemen.
Protect the quarterback.
That's what their priorities are, right? So you know how it's going to be that way. Hey, Belton, you'd love to play for an offensive coach. You'll have more guys that are ready to back you up if you need them.
I love offensive coaches.
I know you do. Of course you do. You're an offensive lineman at heart, right? So yeah. But isn't that funny how that works? I'm sure it's just coincidence. Yeah, right. They stack them.
To the quarterback. The other ones, don't let them get to the quarterback.
That's right.
But we continue here on the Green Zone post-game show. Coming up, we got Game Warriors, Unsung Heroes, and one of us went off on bold predictions. That's all to come on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show on this Saturday. Thanks for tuning in on a August long weekend. Hope you have some big plans over August long. And thanks for making us part of yours, if it is on this Saturday night, wherever you are, whether it's at the cabin, on the lake, campsite, maybe you're just sitting on the back patio or in the comfort of your own home, listening on the radio. Thanks for spending some time with us as the Riders kick the snot out of the Montreal Alouettes 34-6. I don't know how to say that in French. Let's get to the Game Warriors.
Warriors, come out to play.
From big plays, big catches, and big hits. Now, Game Warriors.
All right. Each and every week, we look at both teams and their Game Warriors, the standouts from a 34-6 victory for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We always start for the winning side, and for the seventh of eight times, we start with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the offensive Game Warrior, Darrell Davis.
I know everybody wants to give it to quarterback Trevor Harris for passing for 289 yards, but his main target was Dante Meyers. Five catches, 136 yards. Unfortunately, didn't get a touchdown because he had a tremendous game. He was open. He opened things up for that whole offense because he was deep downfield. The way he catches the football, he turned absolutely facing, like he was running forward, and he pivoted his body around almost completely backwards to make one catch over the seemed like the wrong shoulder. He's just turned into a great receiver, a great big game player. I think it was outstanding the game he had. So Dante Meyers is the offensive Game Warrior for the Rough Riders.
As we slide over to the Montreal Alouettes, Darrell, who is the offensive Game Warrior in Montreal.
Not much there, but they had a receiver who was pretty good too. Thrown at 12 times, caught 7 times, 88 yards, number 85, friend of the show. I'm giving him the vote for the offensive Game Warrior for the Montreal Alouettes because he was on the show before and he was a good interview. Tyler Snead, he also played pretty well.
Yeah, he was pretty well the only one McLeod Bethel Thompson, yes, I think, knew was in the lineup today, judging from the start of that game as he looked his way a bunch of times. As Tyler Snead joined us on the Green Zone pregame show, appreciate him taking the time for that. And he is the offensive Game Warrior. Okay, let's slide over to the defensive side of the ball. A lot of options for one team, probably not a lot for the other. What do you got for the Rough Riders defensive Game Warrior?
Ain't that the truth? And Belton kind of stole his thunder, so I was thinking Shane Ray had a tremendous game. Of course he did, and people have talked about him. Belton, you and I, the way he peeled to go with the running back away from the pass rush, not many guys can just turn on one step and head the other direction, right? Really impressive. Right. But you know who else had a good game? And the Rough Riders have been, I know CJ Reeves is playing great anyway, but since they've been adding him to the blitzes once in a while, and they're bringing five guys, sometimes six, he's blitzing like crazy, and he's forcing plays because of where he comes from because he's so fast. And I just think he had seven tackles tonight against a team that couldn't run the football, a tackle for a loss, one of them. So I think CJ Reeves, it's his turn to be the defensive Game Warrior for the Rough Riders. You're right. Could have been a bunch of guys, but every time I looked up, it seemed like I noticed him in the backfield pressuring McLeod Bethel Thompson. And I think that's what he's supposed to be doing. So he's the defensive Game Warrior for the Rough Riders.
All right. There's your defensive Game Warrior for the Riders and for the Alouettes.
Well,
Crickets.
They had some guys playing hard, but geez, they were getting run at. They were, there's a whole bunch. You guys got any suggestions? I got one. Just because he led the team in tackles, defensive Kennedy. Back, like Robert Kennedy, put in a tough spot. They're playing at the second area in the defense. It's all messed around, and they're going after him. He had eight tackles and, you know, that was a tough job tonight for the Alouettes. They were, the defense was on the field for 12 minutes more than the other than their offense. Unbelievable. So they were worn out. So I'm giving it to Robert Kennedy just for staying up there and giving it a shot in a tough situation for the Montreal Alouettes.
All right. There is the Game Warriors here on the Green Zone post-game show. We'll do a wrap with Unsung Heroes and, of course, bold predictions coming up here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Following a 34-6 Saskatchewan Rough Riders victory in Montreal over the Alouettes, the Riders improved to 6-1, headed into the bye week. Daryl Davis and Belton Johnson. Jamie and I stepped out just for a second. He'll be right back, but it's the last segment of the show, and we appreciate your calls, but we have one little section to do. This is mine. I get to do the Unsung Heroes.
They weren't the Game Warrior, but they definitely made an impact. Time to sing the praises of the game's Unsung Heroes.
Start with the win inside. I've already picked them, Belton. Tommy Stevens, to me, you know, you said it earlier in our show tonight that he might be the biggest acquisition, most important acquisition they've had all in the offseason. How come?
Why?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, he runs through people, runs over people, and the biggest thing is he gets first downs there. And just remember last year, you know, the Riders trying to get a first down, you know, third and one, third and two, they're getting stuffed. Not Stevenson.
No.
He's getting amazing through there, man.
Yeah. 5 carries for 13 yards.
Wow.
That one four yards. One touchdown. We were wondering the one time, fourth quarter, what quarter was that in, that they were third and four or so. They put Tommy Stevens in and they were trying to get a
cheap offside, right?
Yeah, to jump offside a little bit. Didn't work, so they went with the field goal. That would be the only question about strategy tonight. You know, they could have run it up a little bit and really they took control of the game eventually, so you can't second guess it that way. But at the time, we were wondering, listen, this would be such a great spot to really grind it into the minute.
Yeah. I wish they had it, but.
Yeah. Oh, well. Still pretty fine job by them. And Tommy Stevens is our unsung hero for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Only one guy for the Montreal Alouettes scored any points tonight, their kicker. What a guy. Jose Maltos Diaz, right? And both kicks, both field goals over 50 yards. Of the 6 points, he got them both. You were saying, Belton, when he steps in, you think, they got it. Automatic, eh? He just nails them from anywhere.
As soon as he would step out there, he had it. And the best part of him that I liked was his celebration, that flex. I was like, ooh.
Find a kicker you could like?
Hey, I like kickers sometimes there, especially when they're making 50 plus yarders, man.
Pretty impressive job by him. Yeah, he's got the new strongest leg in the Canadian Football League. I think he's nailed them from everywhere this year.
Wow.
People still wondering a little bit about Brett Lauther, dinging one off the goal off an upright tonight. So it's not perfect. He's still in the 70-75% range. Not good enough yet, is it?
No, I don't think so. Right, and like I said, when Brett Lauther comes into a game right now, I think the fans too. They think, you know, is he gonna make it or isn't he? Right, like that anxiety, right? Whereas in the past, when he's walked out there, it's like, oh, I could walk away. Brett Lauther's gonna nail this, right?
Yeah.
I don't have that feeling right now this year, Daryl.
That's true. So our two unsung heroes tonight, Tommy Stevens, short yardage quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and the kicker, Jose Maltos Diaz for the Montreal Alouettes. We're moving into bold predictions. My goodness.
What happened there?
What happened to my lead? I was leading all through this preseason.
It's a long season, Daryl.
It's a long season.
Long season.
Give me credit. I can't read all of Jamie's notes, but you know, when it totals right things up, you got 13 points tonight. You were the only one who picked the Rough Riders. Yep. Jamie and I shamefully picked the Montreal Alouettes.
So I had a dominant win about like the Riders, eh?
Yes, you did. 13 points for Belton. That gives you 52.
Okay.
Jamie had 7 correct. Gives him 56. So he's now in first place because I got 5. I'm at 54.
Ooh.
Unbelievable, man.
That gap is closed majorly.
Britton Gray just walked in tonight. Said on Twitter, or X, whatever it is, Roland Milligan Jr. said, what was his tweet? Jugs guns for everybody. Jugs guns all week, right?
Oh, yeah, during the bye week.
Because they get the bye week, the Riders come up, and then they got play host to the Red Hot Hamilton Tiger Cats coming up. Outstanding matchup that's going to be. But we're talking about the Jugs guns because Milligan and LeCombo dropped one.
Milligan, LeCombo, Sales, he dropped one.
Yeah.
They probably could use a little practice with the jug machine over the bye week.
Jug machines all bye week. Great, just corrected this. That's what Roland Milligan said. So they're laughing about it. It didn't cost them tonight, but Marcus Sales dropped one too, right? So they're a little embarrassed, the defensive linemen. They never want to drop those. So that's how it works, I guess.
That's right.
That's a tough one. So we're back in, I've forgotten the date for the next game. It's the 16th, I believe, right? The bye week for the Riders. Good time to go on a bye week. Do you like byes when you're winning?
I love bye weeks when you're winning because, you can actually relax a little bit and everything. And special way the Riders won this game is good to relax, but don't be too relaxed. Go practice the jug machines and everything like it says. So always can get better at something, right?
And your recommendation is also Corey Mace, head coach, tell them behave this week.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stay in Montreal. Don't go crazy.
Yeah, behave. Don't be stupid. Get her done, right? And that's the thing with the Riders. They're on a good trajectory right now. Everything's positive. They're, best team in the CFL. You know, they got a lot going for them right now. So be smart,
absolutely,
fellas.
Yeah, and just like they're not the hottest team in the league. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are. So they're going to – that's the team that's the next matchup. What a tough schedule, though. It's the part of the schedule that we're seeing where the Rough Riders are going to have to show that they're a contender or not. They are at the moment the best team, right? But they measuring stick, Calgary Stampeders are there, and then back home with and home Bombers. With the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
And that's, and I like this part of the schedule because that's really going to show me where the Riders are after this, next five games or whatever, right? Yeah. So they passed one test today, going on the road.
What's the one you and I have talked about, right?
Going on the road there.
Going on the road and the domination part, right?
Absolute domination and... Yeah. The next step is the Ticats. Bo Levi, he's red hot. The Ticats are red hot. I know that, with Bo Levi, I'm worried about the Riders' secondary still a little bit. And Kenny Lawler, he's been a beast against the Riders in the past, right? Yep. So you got Bo Levi, you got Kenny Lawler. That's a dangerous combination, Darryl.
It really is, yeah. So the Rough Riders win 34-6. Total domination against the Montreal Alouettes. In Montreal, a place they haven't won since 2021. The Rough Riders have the best record in the league right now.
That's good, though. Yeah. They're on top of the world right now. Mm-hmm. They are.
Drop Montreal back. The Rough Riders have a 4-point edge on the second place Calgary Stampeders in the West. So that maybe even we're thinking about a home playoff game coming up, too.
Well, I'm thinking bigger than that, Darryl.
I'm already
in Winnipeg, man. And again, it's just the testament to this team, that from, O'Day down to Coach Mace, the culture, everything is vibing for the Riders. They built off of, last season. They've gotten better this year. And, again, with the injuries, the way – just how this team is built, next man up mentality, it truly is, Darryl.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive performance by the Rough Riders, doing everything we expected. So we'll be back on the 16th for Green Zone pregame and postgame shows. Mm-hmm. On Monday, Britton Gray's hosting a guest version of the Green Zone, 2:00 to 6:00. Then Jamie Nye and Locker take over again on Tuesday. We get a week off, Belton.
Ooh,
I can spend it.
I think I'm going over in the enemy's territory. I'm gonna go visit Calgary.
All right, look out! Don't wear your green stuff, huh?
No.
So thanks to our callers, thanks Chance behind the glass. Appreciate
Chance,
it.
Way to go,
Britton Gray with all his great features and great reporting for us. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the callers once again. That's what makes it for everybody. Jamie will be back to host. He's just stepped out of the studio for a minute. Belton Johnson, it's good to see you all the time.
Absolutely.
And for the Green Zone post-game show from 980 CJME and 650 CKOM, I'm Darryl Davis. Good night.